States are receiving fewer doses of the coronavirus vaccine than they were initially promised, and they're now calling on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to explain why. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee says the state's second shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine will be cut by 40%. For more, let's bring in Anna Boyko Ryrock, a reporter with KUOW in Seattle. And Anna, Pfizer says no vaccine shipments to states across the U.S. are on hold or delayed, and millions of doses are actually waiting to be sent out. So what's going on?
Yeah, I'd like to know that too, actually. So the state of Washington hasn't been given a clear explanation on this. And yesterday, Washington State Governor Jay Inslee said he's hoping it's just a communication issue, which will be fixed soon. Inslee was speculating that the different federal agencies involved in vaccine distribution are not talking with each other very well. And essentially, there was some mix-up or miscommunication somewhere along the line.
Pfizer's vaccine requires two doses per patient, and states are in the process of now giving out those first shots. So how are these shortages expected to impact the rollout of those first doses there?
Well, some hospitals were just starting to get word of what their allotment was for next week. At least one is putting its vaccination plans on hold for the moment. Overlake Medical Center in Bellevue, which was one of the first places to treat COVID patients in the area back when Seattle was the epicenter. They were going to get 975 doses and start vaccinations Monday or Tuesday. But now that's on hold, and they don't know when they're going to get doses or how many. The Washington State Hospital Association says they're hopeful vaccine shipments aren't delayed beyond next week.
Mm-hmm. And how is the deployment of vaccines in Washington State more broadly going so far?
Well, they started out really slowly early this week. So you had just a handful of healthcare workers, just so hospitals could run through everything, sort of do a test run. And then within days, the hospital started vaccinating hundreds of people, you know, including this morning. So earlier this week, 17 hospitals received doses. And we know that at least 1,000 people have been vaccinated in the state so far. But it's probably a lot more than that because the data lags behind a few days. So far, hospitals haven't gotten enough doses to cover all their frontline workers, but a wide variety of healthcare workers and first responders are getting vaccinated. And it's really quite remarkable to see, actually. This week, I saw a Seattle firefighter get injected with the vaccine. He does testing for COVID at the city's free test sites. You have workers who are handling biological waste from COVID patients. You know, they're cleaning up hospital rooms after COVID patients. And these workers are now getting vaccinated. One guy who fits that category, I saw him get injected. He pumped his fist in the air after the dose went in. You know, you have healthcare providers in the ER who have to live with the uncertainty of this new patient who just showed up. Do they have food poisoning or do they have COVID? And this week I saw them get vaccinated and they said, this is a relief from that uncertainty.
Thank you so much for this update. That's KUOW reporter Anna Boyko Ryrock in Seattle. Again, thank you.
Thank you.